Wednesday, March 11th, 2026, America's War for Jewish Supremacy. Chuck Giants with ChuckGiants.com, documenting the human experience. Just one guy in search of the true, the good, and the beautiful. Man, what discrepancies we have between news outlets. InfoWars is a great name because this is a war of information for sure. This is going to boil down to the battle over the Strait of Hormuz for sure. And what I want to talk about is kind of the propaganda that we're being told over here. There's propaganda on all sides, but I want to talk about just yesterday some of the propaganda that went on. We're going to take a look at some of the non-Western news sources as compared to like Fox and some of the Western news. So it was interesting also, I was checking out Newt Gingrich yesterday, and he was talking about how, you know, you have to control the Strait of Hormuz or else you don't have any control, and bombing someone into Bolivia really doesn't matter. And he was kind of surprised that they hadn't planned to take control of the Strait of Hormuz, which we don't have any control over. So let's talk about a little bit about image and reality and some of the things that... So I was watching, I think it was the Times of India, and they had a guy on the ground that was reporting that, one, the Strait of Hormuz has been closed for about 6 days. They're not letting anything through. And that there was currently some sort of vessel on fire out in the Strait. Okay. Well, we'll kind of juxtapose that with what is being purported here. Trump is talking about, hey, you guys, grow some balls, go through the Strait. We've destroyed all their stuff. They can't do anything, right? Then the energy secretary, I believe it was, makes a tweet, something to the effect that we are successfully escorting tankers through the Strait using our military vessels. So these are very two different messages. This is, right? So I got both of these things. We all do. Well, not all of us. If you don't watch any of these other news sources, then the only thing you get is that, right? That everything is destroyed, grow some balls, go through the Strait. We're successfully taking tankers through. Now, a lot of this is to manipulate the markets, right? That's what a lot of this is. The Secretary of Energy knows damn well that that's not true, right? He didn't make that tweet mistakenly. That's intentional. That's political propaganda. So this morning I wake up, and lo and behold, who gets validated here? Well, we find out that, oops, that tweet was pulled because it wasn't true, right? And as it turns out this morning, there are actually three vessels on fire or that were hit with projectiles yesterday in the Strait. And so I can conclusively say that I was being lied to by Fox News and by the Trump administration, because that is not the case. Also, Pete Hegseth yesterday talking about how we're going to bomb them harder today than we've ever bombed them before. And I guess they did do that. You know, it's almost like war porn. I was watching Lindsey Graham. I swear the guy was almost going to ejaculate right there on Fox News, just so excited about the war, right? You have almost this giddy war porn type thing going on over at Fox News and with a certain segment of society. Very, very, very sad. So, you know, some other things. There was the Times of India days ago that was reporting that we had over 150 U.S. service personnel injured. And lo and behold, you let 24, 48 hours pass, Reuters, New York Times, and now the Pentagon comes clean. Well, we meant 8 seriously injured, right? They changed their tune. So the amount of propaganda coming out of the White House is just, boy, oh boy, it's absolutely stunning. As I've said in the past, this is going to go down in history. Hundreds of years from now in history books, this will be the big signal point of the end of America's dominance in the world. We really screwed up with this one, I do believe. Again, this is not some ragtag. Oh, let me do say, though, we have improved, right? It took 20 years to take the Taliban out of Afghanistan and then give it back to the Taliban. That took 20 years. It only took 6 or 7 days to take out the supreme leader, only to then replace him with the supreme leader. So I guess we're improving somewhat on those things. But this is not some backward-ass tribal society. This is a highly complex. I actually have some in-laws that live in Tehran. They're not in the city currently. They're out in the country at a different house that they own. And I have a brother-in-law that is in Abu Dhabi currently. So I do have some family member that are over there right now. So yeah, there's a lot of propaganda coming out of this White House. It's just really, really sad to watch. So that is where we're at. And, you know, last night, Iran really set off a lot of missiles. And again, a lot of people don't realize what's happening in Israel. A lot of these are making their mark. And Tel Aviv is getting hit. West Jerusalem is getting hit. Haifa is getting hit. All of these places are getting hit. Israel's in pandemonium. A lot of the people are sleeping on the floors in bunkers and shelters. There's a lot of things that are not being reported here. You know, right now, a lot of people don't realize that the Iranians took out somewhere around $5 billion of radar systems. And now Israel, for their Iron Dome, for their early warning system, are having to rely partially or in totality upon Turkey's radar. We've lost 18 military bases and ports in the area. There's just a whole bunch of stuff that they do not tell you on the war porn channels. It's really amazing. It's an incredible level. I'm also leaving two different videos down there. One is of a retired Colonel Doug McGregor, just a fantastic insight into this. You might want to check out some of the things that he has to say. And the one below that is just another good channel where there's a lot of good guests that kind of give a different different perspective and a more insightful perspective, if you ask me. I say these guys are dug in like a tick. And it's going to be a battle for the Strait of Hormuz. And this is bad. This is really, really bad. There's a lot of different aspects to it. I talked about the geopolitical nature of things, you know, and how that all plays. And sadly, all of this is over a Bronze Age battle Bible myth, if you can believe that. That's hard to get your mind around, that the world is in flames and in turmoil because of the Jewish book that claims that God was a land broker and gave him some land back in the Bronze Age. But that's where we are at. Be heads up out there, man. There's a lot of propaganda, and this is really, really sad. You know, double tapping on that school and trying to deny it is just disgusting, man. I'm disgusted at my country personally at what we're doing here. Not that I'm a supporter of any Ayatollah or Iran, but this was not a well-planned war at all. Left our citizens, I mean, this the video's all over the place of our citizens that you left stranded. Basically told them, you know, hitch a ride to the Sinai and charter a private jet to get, you know, there was not any planning on this. Trump thought that this was going to be 2 or 3 days. He's going to knock the leader out. And that's because of a lack of cultural understanding. This is a very complex society. They are very well prepared for this. And there isn't going to be any regime change here. And I don't, you're not going to knock out all their ballistic missiles and all that stuff. I think this is a loser for us. We'll see if I'm right. So far, it's not looking good. And the level of lies that are coming out is a good indicator that things are not going as planned. Please share my content on your social media posts, whether it's photography stuff or political stuff or anything that I have on the website. It's a great way to help this website out. It builds link juice and drives traffic and spreads my message and kind of my perspective on things that might be a little bit different than what you hear in other places. But like I said, we are improving. It took 20 years to give the Afghan back to the Taliban, and it took only 6 or 7 days to give the Supreme Leader back to Iran. Ooh, circles we run by somebody makes billions.